today from the Ohio Newsroom, Stress on the Farm.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering online graduate degree programs in clinical mental health counseling, school counseling, and art therapy. More at antioch.edu. And from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Farming can be a stressful profession. Unpredictable weather, changing markets, and long work hours are all factors that make farmers especially vulnerable to anxiety, depression, even suicidal ideation. Last year, the Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance launched a survey to better understand farm stress in the state. Here to talk about the results is Dee Jepson. She's a professor at Ohio State University in Agriculture Safety and Health. Hi, Dee.
Hi.
More than 600 people responded to this survey across 80 Ohio counties. How many reported feeling stressed or lonely?
About 44% told us that in the last year, they really felt like they could use some professional services or that they had sought out professional services.
Wow. What were the most common reasons for that stress?
Well, the top five: cost of land, the cost of feed, seed, fertilizers, and pesticides. Number three was concern over the future of farming. So again, thinking about urban sprawl in our state, thinking about warehouses that are popping up on the outskirts of some of our towns. Number four was some more inputs like fuel, maintenance, supply chain issues, getting those parts for their tractors when they needed it. And number five was the type of market prices that they received, whether that was for their crops or for their livestock.
Interesting. How likely are farmers to seek help for their mental health compared to the general population? What are the biggest barriers standing in their way?
Well, we did ask them that, and they flat out told us, we don't have time. We are farming. We have crops. It's a busy season. That's when we have our stress, or we have livestock year-round. We don't have time to leave the farm. And that was about 63% of them. And then the second reason, they either thought it was going to cost too much, or perhaps their insurance wasn't going to cover for it. And then number three was, okay, we have the time, we will pay for it. Is it really going to do us any good? So what is that perceived benefit? And we found one of four farmers just didn't think that a counselor would understand them, would not understand their culture, or might even tell them that they're in the wrong line of work, that they should change jobs, or just take that long vacation and get away and de-stress. And so they just didn't feel like that they would be heard.
Well, now that the results of this survey are in, what can the Ohio Agricultural Mental Health Alliance do to make sure farmers get the mental health support they need?
Those of us that are working in agriculture or work with the farmers, we might understand the stressors. But then there's the services from the Ohio Suicide Foundation, the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, the Ohio Department of Health. They have the resources to really provide services, resources, an open door for a counselor that maybe we don't have. So working together, we can bridge that gap. From our side at Ohio State University, we are working on a program to help train those mental health providers to really understand what farmers are going through.
Dee Jepson with Ohio State University, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us again. Very good conversation.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.